Welcome again in Anaphora for our last sessions in the course of evangelism. Let's look at the pamphlet. Okay, according to the icon on the front, it's like our Lord Jesus Christ preaching on the mountain to remind us that we preach the word of God and we preach according to his icon. Specifically the Sermon on the Mountain, Al-Azha al-Jabal. It was written down, Evangelism English Course Graduation Conference. On the back you will see some little icons on some missionaries in Africa, and on the left down you can see our Lord Jesus Christ with Zacchaeus and the Samaritan woman as examples of preaching to persons, not to group of people. Many important verses from the Bible. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. This is like our theme for this conference. The harvest is plentiful, hasad kitir, but the workers are few. It's always like that. We still have the same truth. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Also in Luke 19, for the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost. So this is our mission. We follow our Lord Jesus Christ in the same mission, to seek and save what was lost, anywhere and everywhere. Also from Luke chapter 4, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This was, you know, the first sermon our Lord Jesus Christ delivered to the Jews in Galil. The first Azah, Awwal Azah Alha al-Masih. He used the verses from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. These are, you know, like our programming missionary or mission, that we preach the gospel to the poor and to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty, the spiritual one, recovery of sight, we mean here by faith, they believe they can see better than before, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, the depressed and oppressed people, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, which means the new life. We give the new life to the people. Also in Mark 13, the gospel must first be preached to all nations. So this is the will of God. Our Lord's will is to preach the gospel to the whole world, to all nations. In page 2 and 3, 4 and 5, there are many chosen passages from the Bible, very essential to think of it for meditation and memorizing. The first one you are all supposed to memorize. كلكم مطلوب تحفظوا أول جزء اللي هو بتاع John 3, 16-18. It's like only three verses, and this is the famous part we need to memorize. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn يعني دين أو يحكم the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned. This is very essential in our mission, that we believe that whoever believes in our Lord Jesus Christ will never be condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. The second part from Romans 10, we may have some time discussing this, although we made it in many lectures before. The Romans 10, in which St. Paul saying, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That's the word of faith which we preach. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So all our dreams is for this, that the people may confess with their mouth the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as God, and through their heart they believe in him as a savior. This is all our aim in preaching. The third part from Ephesus, third chapter, also it's important, طارين أجزاء مهمة أوي للكرازة, for you, عشان تبقى حاسس بالموتيفز بتاعة الكرازة, وفي نفس الوقت يمكن تساعدك لو اتكلمت مع ناس أجانب. The fourth part from the first epistle of St. John, chapter 1, it's all about the incarnation, how God became man, just to see him, to touch him, to listen to him, to know him as he is.